As you can see, the most important architectural requirement for this piece is to be able to integrate data which exists on a host or a mainframe right now into Excel. Excel being our front-end tool, and the AS400 in our case being the data repository.
So it's really our collective challenge that we now need to make Microsoft thrive in a mobile-first and a cloud-first world.
Scanner. So over here, what you are doing is, like, you might have a question like, how do we process into 3D? Because it's 2D. So you just add the thickness.
So what happened was, he asked me a very interesting question. He said, how would I know if the person is taking the medicine or not? So then
That's
I came up
idea.
With the...
It's great.
Drop.
The experience that we build is based on the first party models, so which powers the knowledge piece.
Got it.
Right. Mm. I selected it again.
Right.
Now the model is learned. Mm. The model after.
We can teach computers to learn human language, have conversational understanding, teach them about the broad context, people, places, things, context about your preferences, your personal knowledge, so that they can really help you with your everyday tasks and everyday life. Ultimately, it's not going to be about man versus machine. It is going to be about man with machines. We are pursuing AI so that we can empower every person and every institution that people build with tools of AI so that they can go on to solve the most pressing problems of our society and our economy. That's the pursuit.
It started all with this one computer that just showed up one day at home and no one knew what to do. And one summer evening, I decided maybe I should open the manual and figure this out. And life definitely did change after that. I always like to think about what Bill and Paul started had a direct correlation to me even being in this business. And it's just magical to say that, you know, for me to be able to live out that dream.
Today, cricket is just something that is, as people like to say, the true religion that unifies everyone in India and all of South Asia. Perhaps the biggest lesson that I learned playing the game was watching these leaders who emerge. Somebody described this to me, which is they were these especially captains who knew how to marshal the team, how to show actually respect to the junior players, and then hold the senior players accountable. That in some sense is a real art form of being able to lead. And when I think about all the lessons I have now subsequently think of as leadership lessons, were lessons which were at least implicitly taught by observing some of the cricket captains who were successful here.